Hello, beloved. The prophet Isaiah wrote this: "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. With his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." God, thank you that when we read your word, there is a vividness and a clarity of how the suffering servant in Isaiah is the Lord Jesus Christ, the carpenter from Nazareth, the Son of God. We thank you that on the cross, he was stricken, smitten, and afflicted in obedience to his Father's will, so that we would have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. We thank you that the one who is the Lamb of God, he is the one who had the power to lay down his life, but he's also the one who had the power to take it up again. And we are praying that the power of the risen Savior would flood the people of Macedonia with joy. We pray that where there is division or divisiveness, there would be peace and harmony. We're praying that there would be cordiality and kindness. We're praying that there would be civility and love. And wherever there is continuing to be segregation, we're asking that there would be now celebration. God, we're asking that that would be an overflow of looking to you by faith, that it wouldn't be based on an empty, established cultural religion, but it would be by the life-giving outworking of the Holy Spirit that people now give themselves to singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, that there would be a dedication to the means of grace, that there would be baptisms done because the triune God reigns, that there would be the Lord's Supper celebrated with discerning minds, but also with smiling countenances, that there would be both sobriety among Christians, but also true relief and freedom, that there would be a sweetness as they think about you and commune with you and delight in you and think about the one who bore our iniquities is now the one that we ache to see, and that we would take up our cross and follow him wherever he would bid us go. Please, Lord God, do that in and among the people of Macedonia for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved.